Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy!
Is this good, Mike? Is this a good one? FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Dave from Knoxville.
How are you, Dave?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right.
Great run of shows, man.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thought I would die when you got P.F. Keyed last week.
I know. Couldn't believe it. I got shown up on my own show.
You doing well?
I am doing well.
Good. Hey, I sent you a package.
You sent me a package. I did not get it.
Ooh, okay. Well, I put it in the mail Friday.
This Friday you put it in the mail?
Yeah, past Friday, yeah.
The past?
Not next Friday.
No, not in the future. I understand that. You put it in the mail 4 days ago.
I did. Well, but it was a holiday weekend.
There was no mail on Monday. I'm sure it'll show up.
All right. Well, the eagle has lifted.
Thank you. I cannot wait for the eagle to arrive.
I cannot wait either. Hey, I got two quick questions for you.
Yes, please.
Smash or trash? Would I personally have to be involved in that, or could I send a potential smash or trash submission from a friend?
You want to know what? For you, Dave, usually these smash or trash people get no traction anymore.
Right.
You want to do a smash or trash, I'll bump you to the front of the line.
All right, it's a local band that one of the guys is an acquaintance of mine. So the next package out, I'll include that. And I also forgot to include the 98 Degrees CD that I had promised to send earlier. So that's still coming your way.
98 Degrees.
Yeah, we talked about that once before.
Please.
They had a song, I Want to Love You Till You're 98 Degrees.
Oh, that's
my
right.
My theory was that meant she was dead.
Yeah, that's creepy, right? It's a little unsettling. Again.
Hey, Thursday night?
Yes.
In the past, not this coming Thursday night?
Yes.
I saw Neil Young in concert.
You saw Neil Young took his roving tour to Knoxville.
He brought it. He did bring it to Knoxville.
On a scale
of 1 to
10.
You heard anything
about
this tour?
No, I have not. On a scale of... Oh, is this the acoustic tour?
It's a solo tour. It is certainly not an acoustic tour. Which is part of the problem.
So it's him up there playing by himself with an electric guitar.
Yeah, about 8 or 9 of the 17 songs was him banging away on an electric guitar. Down
playing,
by the river,
yeah.
7 minutes.
Of just him going... Dun, 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 dun. Did he solo?
He did not solo, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the chords. You know, he would sing, and the voice is amazing. The voice sounds just like it did in 72. And the acoustic stuff was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Me Why was great.
Tell me why you cried and why you lied to me.
I knew you were a big Neil Young. After the Gold Rush sounded great. But, yeah, a lot of it.
The Gold Rush, mama. So much gonna come down now. After the Gold Rush, mama. Now gonna look in because I heard about the Gold Rush town.
Yes. Precisely.
So,
you remember the Todd Rundgren syndrome? Where I went and he played the new album and it was 80 minutes long. Played it from cover to cover and only did 5 old songs.
Yeah. I do remember that.
Neil did 17 songs. 8 of them were unreleased.
Over
half of them were him solo on an electric guitar.
He didn't have that pipe organ this time, did he?
He had 3 full keyboard setups.
Oh, boy.
Played one song on each.
Is it Keith Emerson?
Yeah. Actually, after the Gold Rush was on the pipe organ, it sounded great.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all, and I can't complain too much because I got my ticket for free.
Sure.
I'm cheap and I'm well connected.
Nothing wrong with that.
But the people who paid for it, the cheapest ticket was $87. It was as if they had paid
$87.
That was the
for
cheapest
one dude.
Ticket. Yeah.
For one dude to show up and play these songs, $87 to get in.
For 90 minutes.
Oh boy. Dollar a minute.
It was as if you had paid to go see him rehearse in a large rehearsal.
Yeah. Space. Who was the opening act?
Bert Jansch,
yes. The amazing guitarist.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I didn't understand a word he sang all night, but that was fine because I'm a guitar player and I was into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was, everything he did was all exactly the same, but all terrific. But yeah, Neil, I will say Neil did a Cortez the Killer on electric guitar that was phenomenal because it was a little different. Mm-hmm. He was doing these weird little guitar breaks and things instead of just banging out the chords. Half of that concert, I was going, can we get to the next thing? And I love Neil Young.
Yes, but you say, on a scale of 1 to 10, this show, Dave from Knoxville gets a what?
4.
4.
Yeah. Save your money and see David Byrne when he comes through. He's still hot to entertain.
Those are harsh words from Dave from Knoxville. Listen here, Neil Young. I know you listen. You get the... What? Hey, what's so funny about that? You don't think he can listen?
I think he's so self-absorbed that he doesn't listen to his wife talk.
Where do you think he got the idea for Greendale?
Oh, that's your idea?
Yeah, that was mine. You're welcome.
You got to work a little harder, Tom. Greendale's weak.
What?
Weak. And then he did an album, what, 12 songs about an old car he liked? What is it, Jay Leno?
Yes, he did a song about souping up an old car, putting a French fry. I think he put like a deep fryer in it or something. I did not pay that much attention to it. I think he basically put a deep fryer in a car of his, and he drove it across the country while making French fries.
Organic.
Yes.
Yes.
Look, Neil Young still gets a lifetime pass. Don't mean you got to see him every time he comes through. Dave from Knoxville says, stay away!
You have a great week.
You have a greater week.
Oh.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great... John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Dave.
Oh, the triumvirate has spoken. The third
how you doing?
And final power caller, Dave from Knoxville. How are you?
I'm good. I'd like to apologize to Steve. He knows what for.
Steve? Who's? Oh, Steve the...
Yeah.
I was thinking of another Steve.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I don't think I know that other Steve.
Steve's got to take it. Steve's got to take his lumps.
Hey, I don't know if you've heard, but Patton Oswalt's coming to Knoxville.
Yes, when is that going to be?
It's in about 17 days.
The countdown begins.
Yeah, you don't have a cell phone number, do you?
I do.
Could you send that to me?
I can't.
And Amy Mann's coming, too, now.
So you want... Why don't I just send you one of their numbers, and you can ask them for the other person's number?
Well, they're buddies, right?
Sure.
I just assume one of them's going to call me, but I'm hopeful.
Are you going to the Patton Oswalt show?
Yes.
Do you have tickets already?
I do not have tickets already, but they are on reserve.
Okay, so you will get in the building.
I will be in the building, undoubtedly.
I can't wait.
Well, God willing, you know.
It's gonna yeah, be. You're gonna have a great time.
That's awesome.
That's one of the most talented dudes on earth.
I can't wait. I've only ever been to 2 stand-up shows.
Who was the other one?
One was John Mulaney.
Okay, it was great.
And the other was Archie Campbell. Remember him from Hee Haw?
Archie Campbell.
Yeah, he was on Hee Haw for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 9.
When you were 9, you saw Archie Campbell live.
Right. And I saw John Mulaney about 9 weeks ago.
Who's great.
He was awesome.
He's going to be on the show next week.
Is he really?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Look out, everybody. First announcement, John Mulaney on the show next week.
Fredericks mentioned that he's been on Clay Pigeon's show a time or two.
Yeah, in the past. Well, he used to call that show back before he knew of this show and right. When Clay Pigeon was on another station, and yeah.
Well, I've been on Night People a couple of times as the sort of math expert to help kill hours, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, now that they've gone down a perverse road.
Yeah, the Night Perverts.
Is there some sort of paperwork I need to fill out? I need to file to report that I've been on their show?
You just reported. This show, there's a nighttime show on the station, for people who don't know, called Night People. It's a fun show, but they're going to start doing art on the show, and nah, lo and behold, well, guess how they did art? They had a nude model in the studio, and guess what? A female nude model. What happened to a bowl of fruit? Can't draw a bowl of fruit first? Can't sketch a bowl of fruit?
They're great guys, though. Great guys. Hey, can I tell you a story real quick?
Please, go ahead.
I went to get gas a little while ago.
That's
and
a good
station
story.
That
oh,
I
there's more. Okay.
To. Yes, a few. Yes, that's not the end of the story. So I've been in and out of the store, and I would ordinarily not ever mention race, but it came up in my last call.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to this story that people know that he's a young African-American person.
Okay.
And we've exchanged, you know, I'm friendly to people. We've exchanged hellos and sort of have a casual relationship, friendly relationship.
Sure.
Acquaintances. Mm-hmm. So I pull up, and the deal is he's got to authorize the pump from inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing waiting. He's got some customers inside I can see.
One of the things, finally, by the way, let me just say,
yeah,
in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
not an issue. Not an issue. We, in New Jersey, we are not allowed to pump our own gas legally.
Yeah.
Legally. How much does a gallon of gas cost down there?
How much is the gas cost?
Yeah, how much is a gallon?
I'm looking right now at a sign that says $2.49.
Comparable to where we're at. But our hands don't smell like gas up here.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good deal. No, that's fine. So I'm waiting for him, and finally he turns and he kind of waves to acknowledge that I can start pumping,
mm-hmm.
and start pumping. And his voice comes over the intercom, and he mm-hmm. says, "Just come inside and pay when you're done, homeboy." And it just cracks me up, you know. I mean, I like I say, I have a kind of a casual hello relationship with this guy,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just the biggest white guy you ever saw,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that just cracked me up. I thought that was hilarious. And so I'm sitting there pumping my gas, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking, well, I don't want to be one of those. I'm not going to go in there and make a fool of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
How
good.
Old people try to be young.
Yeah, good. I like your philosophy on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
up the ante on this one.
Right, but I don't want to ignore it. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. it's a friendly gesture, sort of a cultural mm-hmm. signifier he's dropped on me.
Yes. Yes.
So I go in there to pay, and I put my 20 on the counter, and I say, 19 1/4, homeboy. And it's like every sound in the universe went out. All I could hear was my heart beating, and he's just staring a hole in me. And he finally goes, excuse me? And I say, 19 and a quarter, homeboy.
Oh, boy.
And he's kind of just shrugs. Oh. And so I say,
that's rough stuff.
Just come inside and pay when you're done, homeboy.
Uh-huh.
And he lets out this kind of sigh. And he says, just come inside and pay when you're done, pump four.
Oh. Oh, Dave.
But he laughed, so it was okay. But yeah, I thought he was homeboying me, and he was just identifying me by pump number. So
yeah.
It was very, very
yeah. Oh,
kind of one of those humiliating moments.
What are you, the South's Larry David?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that.
You know what? You blew it, but you explained yourself. You didn't up the ante; you lowered the ante when the thing didn't. When you realized something was wrong.
Yeah.
But oh, brother!
Situation.
Oh, brother!
Hey, ask Laura Cantrell if she'll follow up with the NYC in Knoxville.
Sure. You want me to give you her number too?
That'd be awesome.
Sure.
Are you going to email them or Twitter them?
You know what? Which number
Facebook?
Do you want first?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I'll figure out which one I'm going to give you first. Which person,
okay.
So.
You've still got my number. You could just call me and give
sure.
it to me.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. That'd be great.
All right, Dave. You have a Thanks. Great night.
Bye.
Bye. He's a good guy, Dave. He's human. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Can I turn it up? Like, the kid thinks I'm not running the board. Yeah, that's on my end. Who was that? Milo.
Hey.
Who's that?
Sorry.
Hey, hold on, son. I'm. You never heard the show before?
Timing's a little off tonight.
What's that?
My timing's a little off tonight.
Well, who is this?
Dave.
It's Dave from Knoxville?
Yeah.
Oh, good heavens. I'm sorry, Dave.
Oh, it's all right.
Your timing is
a little... I'd love to hear your story.
Your timing is a little off. But seriously. Milo was which one? He was a kid who used to call, right? Is he one of those kids who hates me now? Man, every one of these kids, they grow up to hate me. They grow up to hate me. They all... what was my big sin? Oh, I was too nice to them. Too welcoming. Yeah. Then they're mad that they used to call this dumb radio show all the time. Not my fault, man. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you feeling?
Well, the surgery's been put off for 9 to 10 weeks, so
okay.
I'm just biding my time.
Because you have some health issues.
I do have some health issues.
And you
Very
are...
Very low risk, though. Very low risk.
Good.
For people not to worry about me.
Good. Good. We will, though. We will worry about you.
Just think good thoughts. Worry is not necessary.
Okay, good. Good. Everybody just send you good thoughts.
Yep.
How are you?
How you been? I'm great.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of quick things. Did you hear Andy Kindler on Jason from Alabama's podcast?
I did not.
I think Jason is Andy Kindler's favorite comedian in the world. You have never seen a man, heard a man laugh so much.
As Andy Kindler did with Jason?
Absolutely. He couldn't catch his breath sometimes. Mm. It was pretty fantastic.
Mm. Okay.
Very enjoyable.
So I'm pulling up, what, I get the silver here? What do I get? I get the silver with this guy now? With Andy Kindler? I'm yesterday's news with Andy Kindler?
Yeah.
I'm pulling up the rear? I've been replaced?
Oh, but I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, you said that Jason from Alabama is his favorite. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. I see. You're playing the long...
Great.
This is the long con.
It was a great interview.
This is your chance to finally get back at Jason from Huntsville.
I love Jason.
You're turning me against him. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know.
So what else is going on, Dave?
Hey, you remember I called several years ago talking about George Jones and how he sold hair products from the stage during his concert?
I think I remember that.
And then I got a chance to do a little video for the marathon and got to drive past, talked about George Jones a little bit. Took my mom to see George Jones and only just found out 3 weeks later it was his last concert ever.
Oh, wow.
So, and he sat through, he was in pain. It was pretty bad. But I forgot to mention to Mike, who has a real appreciation for George, that I was one of the 2,000 people at his last show. It's very sad.
That is sad. It is sad. But a guy like that, you can't focus on the final thing like that. You think about the stuff that got you on board in the first place.
Sure. Hey, you know what I got to do?
What's that?
I got to go to the grand opening of Fond Objects.
Oh, that's the store in Nashville.
Everybody was there. Of course, I'd met Coco before, but got to meet Jim the night before, actually the week before, kind of putting the store together. And I think I scared Pony a little bit that morning because I just walked right up to her and said, "Hey, Pony, I'm Dave from Knoxville." And I kind of got the feeling she had no idea who Dave from Knoxville was.
I think she might not be a frequent listener.
She backed up two or three steps, but she was nice. So that's a nice little story. They're you nice. Managed to get down there.
Because what you're talking about is the Etz, the band the Etz opened a store in Nashville called Fond Object.
Yep.
And it's a good, by all accounts, I'm hearing it's a great store.
It's a record store, and there's a little art room. There are going to be some graphic artists producing posters and things of that nature, and Tony's got a design shop in there. She's going to design and put clothes together. So, little art community. I even got to pet the pig. There's a store pig named Dottie. Fabulous.
I heard about that. That's pretty awesome. I got to get down there.
Yeah, she's great.
You didn't put your face near the pig, did you?
Do what?
You
My
didn't put
feet?
Your face.
Oh no, no.
You're not going to get bit. The way that dude got bit by that dog.
Well, pigs love me.
Good.
I mean, as soon as she saw me, she rolled over on her back so I could rub her tummy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, we bonded. We bonded in a really special way. I got an idea for a podcast for you. One of these pay deals.
Okay.
So you can get some of the... what's the guy's name that did the pay deal?
The pay deal?
Dadgummit, Conan's sidekick.
Conan's sidekick, who, Andy Richter?
No, the guy that warms up the audience.
Oh, that
Jimmy
dude.
Pardo.
Yeah, Jimmy Pardo.
Get you some of that Pardo coin.
Yeah, please.
We got podcasts where people make fun of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasts people make fun of TV shows. There's a new one called... I Can't Listen to This, where they play horrible recordings and talk all through them. I know where you need to go, Tom.
You want me to do a podcast where I make fun of podcasts?
I want you to do a podcast where you make fun of the comedians' bits that they run on Comedy Central.
The comedians' bits that they run on Comedy Central?
The half-hour specials.
Oh, their stand-up sets?
Horrible people you've never heard of before and and never will. You know, there's an awful lot of good stuff and good people on there, but good Lord, I'm looking at 8 to 12 weeks coming up where I'm going to be sitting around the house just watching the TV.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified.
You know what? It's, look, I'm trying to get along with everybody now, Dave. I can't.
Okay.
I can't goof on everybody anymore. I'm trying to be friendly.
Okay.
I'm trying to redo it.
Too I got much too, bridge burning there.
I got too many enemies out there already. Too many enemies.
Who can keep you as an enemy?
Oh, Lord, God knows, man. The list keeps growing. List
okay, look,
keeps
I got
growing.
8 to 12 weeks coming up. I'll yeah. be off. I'll
yeah,
be
pretty soon
you, some emails.
Yeah,
on your
pretty
behalf.
Soon you, you'll probably be writing me nasty emails. 8 to 12 weeks from now, you'll be on that list.
get me a list together.
Yeah, you'll be putting. Why don't
I'll do
you?
Some, yeah. I'll do some bridge mending for you.
No, you'll be on the other side.
No, man, it's never going to happen.
Oh, never say never.
Never going to happen.
Never say never. Look.
Hey, love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, you stay healthy, buddy.
Absolutely.
You know we're thinking about you.
I'll send a report in occasionally.
Please do. You
Thanks
take care
so
of yourself.
Much.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.
Good guy. Good guy. Dave from Knoxville.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.